Our AccuWeather forecast says increasing clouds today, high around 31. A reckless driving complaint early this morning about a southbound car on I-94 in Racine County led to the driver's apprehension in Mount Pleasant for drunk driving and marijuana possession. A village officer found that vehicle and, according to a news release, watched an illegal turn, which was probable cause for a stop. 25-year-old Julian Atkins of Muncie, Indiana, found to have been impaired, taken into custody. 30 grams of marijuana, over $2,100 cash, and open intoxicants found with that vehicle. 5 weeks into the new year, and already the 2017 City of Racine budget process is getting consideration in terms of the process itself and potentially some changes that could be made. Committee of the Whole discussion this week had Alderman Sandy Wider mentioning Kenosha as a narrative with its information that goes along with the numbers, a process she notes that has won awards.
The way they lay it out, it makes it a lot more understandable what they intend to do this year, what they did last year, where the money is all going to come from, if it's coming from CIP, if it's coming from General Revenue Fund, if it's coming from CDBG. So if just some things for you to look over. It even includes maps and narratives and on what those projects are.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee, felt that administration ought to just be given some specific changes to incorporate.
We got a process here. Is it good or is it bad? I don't know. But I think the Common Council should say, once we get the chance to look at this information and review it, hey, maybe we should do this way, that way, that way. We should give them A, B, C. This is where we want you to put together the 2017 budget.
The Racine Committee of the Whole is recommending aldermanic suggestions go into administration through April the 29th, then administration review until the end of May. After that, council administration efforts to effect change through the end of June. All of this ahead of the next budget process starting in July. Waukesha's water request to be drawn out of Lake Michigan and why Racine is against it got Mayor John Dickert and Waukesha's Mayor Sean Riley together for a forum at Marquette University and on the issue show with Mike Goucher. Waukesha needing, of course, to find a new source of water because of radium contamination in its current source. Mayor John Dickert noting that Waukesha taking water out of Lake Michigan then sending it back along the Root River could lead to, among other things, additional phosphorus and pharmaceuticals in the water itself and a higher level on the river.
So when you add all those components, the reality is we're working very hard to make the Root River from Lake Michigan back an attainable water system, and right now it's not. So anything that you add to that adds to the complexity and the problems of the Root River.
Mayor Riley said that Waukesha's plan to use the river is supported by the DNR and actually would be beneficial to the river itself. The application now being considered by the states that border the Great Lakes, and all of them have to approve the diversion. The entire program is online at the Marquette University Law School website. And real estate still has value. The DNR has identified dozens of parcels of land that it wants to sell. Doug Haig is Facilities and Lands Bureau Deputy Director with the agency.
The 2013-15 biennial budget contains a provision directing the Natural Resources Board to offer for sale 10,000 acres of land located outside of project boundaries and to have those lands offered for sale by June 30th of 2017.
Second listing of the land parcels the DNR is identifying that will be up for consideration with the Natural Resources Board when it meets February 24th. The group Return of Kings, as we told you yesterday, had organized a series of meetings across the globe this weekend, which included one somewhere in Kenosha County, trying to bring men together in support of their pro-rape agenda. And while that will not happen, the situation itself has raised all kinds of discussion. A blogger and prominent supporter known as Touche V openly promotes legalizing rape on private property. One of those meetings involved participants gathering in the parking lot of the Broad Stop, then heading off to another location. Well, another Wisconsin meeting had also been scheduled at a park in La Crosse. Touche V, though, canceled all those meetings once word got out. The owners of the Broad Stop, they changed their digital billboard marquee right away to read, "Hate mongers not welcome." At UW-Madison, a police spokesperson says they got wind of possible meetings this week, and in response, they communicated with other police departments around the state, calling the idea of pro-rape events disappointing. Bond set at $200,000 for 29-year-old Kenosha resident Brian LeMay. 17 felony charges reference a number of business robberies and thefts from homes dating back to Christmas Eve. The month-long crime spree, according to the charging document, began with a robbery of the Subway restaurant on 30th Avenue. It came to an end January 19th, with Kenosha police sitting on LeMay's residence watching him arrive. He was taken into custody based on a description from a Mount Pleasant check-cashing business robbery, which had occurred earlier in the day. More Wisconsinites getting their health insurance through health plans offered up under the Affordable Care Act's federal marketplace. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the open enrollment period, which recently closed, ended with more than 239,000 people in the Badger State signing up. That's an increase of 16% over last year, and that is higher than the nationwide average increase of 11%. And today is National Wear Red Day. It's a campaign to educate women on heart health. Go Red for Women, helping to raise that awareness, also helping women to identify the signs of heart disease. It cost about $6,000 for the restoration work on the Burlington statue of Abraham Lincoln a few years back, and after looking at its condition from the toppling this past weekend, the estimated fix-up cost is around $5,000. The city's Public Works Director, Jim Burgless, indicating the statue, which has been in safe storage since the day it was found in a snow pile, now in the hands of the same Milwaukee company that did the restoration efforts. The goal is to get Lincoln back on his pedestal in the next week or so, the cost to hopefully be covered by the city's insurance. Wisconsin road conditions, they are the third worst in the country. That's according to the latest ranking by the U.S. Department of Transportation. And it's affecting potential economic growth, so says Craig Thompson of the Transportation Development Association.
The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance came out with their report card measuring Wisconsin on all kinds of things like economic competitiveness and college degrees, K-12, poverty, all kinds of things. And the worst grade that Wisconsin got among any of them was in highway conditions, where we received a D. So we're starting from a position that's already hampering economic growth.
He's hoping the governor and the legislature will address DOT funding issues in the next state budget. Wisconsin among the safest states when it comes to pedestrians, according to a new report by the Auto Insurance Center. The highest number of pedestrian deaths per capita was in New Mexico. Minnesota has the lowest. Wisconsin showing up at number 6 for lowest number of pedestrian deaths per capita. That report is based on accident data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Hunters in Wisconsin will be allowed to wear blaze pink in addition to orange. First state in the country to legalize it. Governor Walker signing the new law yesterday. Among the activities taking place this weekend in southeast Wisconsin, the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics tomorrow at noon at the Broad Stop and Parkway Chateau along the interstate. PlungeWI.org is for registration. SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org is for information. And UW Parkside alumni are welcome back for the women's and men's basketball games against Rutgers University in the Sports and Activity Center tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. 19 private, non-sectarian, and religious schools registered with the State Department of Public Instruction by the January 10th deadline to accept students through Racine's Parental Choice Program for the next year. That's one more school than this year, with the addition of Our Father's Lutheran School in Greenfield. In Kenosha County, three schools were already in the State Parental Choice Program, but joining that list will be Renaissance School in Pleasant Prairie, also Burlington's St. John's Lutheran and Catholic Central High Schools. Prior to the next Racine Common Council meeting, the Committee of the Whole will be getting into roadway access into the Central Business District and the surrounding environment. The city engineer is scheduled to do a presentation and to give information from the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. City Administrator Tom Friedel telling the alderman this week, it ties into a broader meeting that is scheduled in about a month.
The Department of Transportation is putting together plans, long-range plans for Racine County and all of the counties in the state, and there's a meeting with the county of Racine and all its municipalities coming up in about 30 days, and Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission would like some input from this body as to how they proceed.
Improved access into the city from the interstate remains an important development issue for city officials, while continued state funding changes keep affecting plans. Work on Highway 11 alone pushed back more than once. A blood drive in memory of April Weatherston, who passed away in January after a diagnosis of a rare form of blood cancer, will take place February 20th at Racine County's Isgrove office building. The late wife of State Representative Tom Weatherston had filed a run for Caledonia Village Board. She had vowed to even continue campaigning despite her medical needs. The Blood Center of Wisconsin will hold that April Weatherston Memorial Blood Drive on Saturday, February 20th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can be signed up on the Blood Center of Wisconsin website or by calling them at 1-877-BE-A-HERO. And former Racine County Executive Jean Jacobson still talking about it days after her property and others in the West End were checked by law enforcement for a suspect who had run from a reckless driving case. This was along Highway 36 in the town of Norway. A man eventually taken into custody with help from a Mount Pleasant canine. Sheriff's Lieutenant Steve Sikora says the suspect may have fled into Hague Park because of an outstanding warrant. Canine Brutus and Officer Nicole Neerham arrived from Mount Pleasant. The dog found a scent and it led to the man's apprehension. some kind of an electrical malfunction resulting in a smoky smell for a home in Racine at 1781 Ohio Street just after 1:30 this morning. Fire crews arrived to a couple of occupants outside. They had reportedly been dealing with some cats inside. Source was initially pegged as maybe starting near a fish tank in the living room. About 20 minutes after that, in Kenosha, fire crews dispatched to the Sheridan Meadows apartment complex. Several smoke alarms were sounding. That was traced to some food on the stove in a second-floor unit. Some music majors at Carthage College have been getting some pretty heavy history, along with their music studies. Tonight and tomorrow, those students will be performing the fruits of their J-term project, as it's called. It's a new opera titled Black September. This is the story of the 1972 kidnapping and killing of 11 Israeli athletes and coaches at the Munich Olympics. The short opera was written by Carthage instructors Greg Berg and Matt Brazy. Brazy paying the all-male cast a high compliment.
While they are on a technical level, learning lots and lots of very hard music and having to do blocking and so forth, which is sometimes tricky, you know, fight scene type stuff, as they go, they're also having to bear the emotional burden of an extremely heavy story that you have to enter. It's a heavy cross to bear.
Black September, along with an all-male Puccini opera, going to be performed in Siebert Chapel tonight and again tomorrow night beginning at 7:30. The admission is free. Well, some of them were in downtown Racine a few weeks back for the big chill, and this weekend it's Lake Geneva in the spotlight, the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Championship competition. Michael Descano says, like in Racine, it's a hot competition in a cold setting on the lake.
15 teams of snow sculptors from 11 states are working almost around the clock to be named the best in the nation. Competition director Don Berg says the people working with the frozen medium along Geneva Lake seem to come from places where people are used to cold and snow.
Teams carving in this event this year, 2016, are coming as far away from here as Alaska and all the way across the snow belt to Maine.
The competition began Wednesday with judging set for Saturday morning. The teams receive a cylinder block of snow 8 feet in diameter and 9 feet high. They're judged on creativity, technique, and message. I'm Michael Toscano.
And the Racine Zoo next Saturday, February 13th, hosting its first ever Animal Amore Valentine's event. This will be drinks and food and a presentation about love in the animal kingdom. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.